Welcome to the Weekly Green, a KXCI mini-program on environmental topics from southern Arizona and the rest of the world. We are joined today by Kate Shelby, Digital Content Manager at Edible Baja Arizona magazine. In the most recent issue, she writes about her endeavor and that of her family to eat only local food for 30 days. Welcome, Kate.
Thank you so much for having me, Dan.
Truly 100% local?
Well, it depends on whether you consider my water to be local, but if you count the water as being something that travels from everywhere, yes. I cut out the things that aren't something that I could source within 250 miles of Tucson and found alternatives and ate within that boundary.
What was the best thing that you ate?
One of the best things that I ate was tomatoes from Sleeping Frog Farms. They were so meaty. They were very little juice, and so you get a lot of flavor from not a lot of tomato.
What was it that you could not get locally that you missed most?
You can get honey and you can get agave syrup, but regular sugar is not really an option. You can grow sugar cane here, but I didn't find a source.
Was it more expensive to eat locally?
It was not. So I tracked my budgets, and I'd been tracking for a few months before that, and I worked out my averages, and I actually spent about $100 less in the month where I ate 100% local than I had in my previous months.
Would you say that your local diet is less varied than when you buy at the supermarket?
Yes and no. I wasn't finding myself going down in the variety of foods as much, but at the same time, there would be more repetition in my meals, probably, because I was trying to use up all of those ingredients. When I made a big thing of beans, beans went in a lot of things. I probably ate huevos rancheros 75% of the time for breakfast, because you can't get cold breakfast cereal locally.
How did your husband feel about all this?
He had mixed feelings. He thought that it was a noble cause and he supported it, but he felt like going cold turkey from how we ate before to being 100% local was unnecessarily difficult. As far as the actual local foods go and such, one of the things that Chad told me, Chad's my husband, was that he had never liked tomatoes, but like the tomatoes that we were getting now from the farmer's market, he loves. That was something we found in a lot of situations where it was something that you might like it normally, but we really liked it when it was really local and really fresh. I think both of us came away with, you know, kind of a warm, fuzzy feeling about what we're doing and feeling like you're directly supporting your community, and then it tastes good while you're doing it too. I thought it was going to take over my entire life, that I wouldn't be able to do anything but cooking and shopping for food, and that was going to be my entire life. I thought that we weren't going to have time for it, and I thought that that was going to be the biggest burden, that and maybe the cost, and that it would be really boring eating the food. I pretty much was proven wrong on all of the points. Once you start it, it's mildly addictive, and you will continue to do so.
Thank you very much, Kate. Good luck with your diet.
Thank you.
Edible Baja Arizona is a free magazine available at any library and numerous other places in town. Kate blogs on the magazine's website at ediblebajaarizona.com, as well as on Facebook and Tumblr under the banner Local Girl Goes Local. The full interview is available on the Weekly Green blog at kxci.org, and you can post any comments and suggestions you may have on the Weekly Green Facebook page. This is Dan Lout for the Weekly Green. Thank you for listening.